This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
First homer of the year for Alonso, his fourth career grand slam, and it's 6-1 New York.
You know we love a good home run call, and this was a good one. Gary Cohen calling Pete Alonso's grand slam. Mets win 10-4 over the Marlins. Yep, Mets win. Pete Alonso, congratulations. Gary Cohen, congratulations. You are both part of the Baseballs and Boring home run call of the day. I hope everyone's having a great day. I hope everyone's having a great week. We are certainly at Baseballs and Boring. Boots in the ground. We are in Baltimore right now. And it's great, great time to watch some baseball. Baltimore, obviously, Colton Cowser going down for a while. But they rallied and had a big win. And their home opener, pomp and circumstance, all of the above, flyover, the whole ball of wax. And Baseballs and Boring was there. Yep. We love a good flyover. Baseball isn't boring, and neither are flyovers. All right, where are we at with the entire ball of wax when it comes to Major League Baseball? Early on in the season, but totally overreacting because that's what everybody loves to do. That is the glory that is April, or not even April, end of March baseball. Your first place teams, Yankees, tied in the Central, White Sox, Guardians, Royals, Angels, Phillies, Cardinals, and yes, the Dodgers won again, National League West. They are undefeated, but guess what? The second place team is also undefeated, the Padres. So a lot of great stuff going on. We're going to keep you up to date all along the way and try to get some more of the interviews as well. Not try, we will. I promise, I vow to you. All right, we're also going to hit some news of the day, including today's podcast. Rafael Devers is making history. He's 0-for-19 with 15 strikeouts. The previous record for strikeouts through five games, Ian Happ and Domingo Santana. Ian Happ did it in 2018. Santana did it in 2014. Of course, that was 14 strikeouts. A little bit later in the podcast, I am going to give you my take on the Devers situation via Baseball Isn't Boring on the radio with a conversation I had with WEEI's Christian Arcan. I figured that's the best way to address this. Spent some time on the radio on the Christian Arcan show talking about this exact thing just moments after the Red Sox lost, moments after Rafael Devers set this record. So I hope it enlightens a little bit in terms of what is going on with Devers. I did my best to get to the bottom of it. It's not easy. It's very complicated. All right, another bit of news, maybe to temper all the misery that's going on with the Red Sox, 1-4 Red Sox, Rafael Devers Red Sox, is Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet has agreed to an extension. Jeff Passan with the news first. 6 years, $170 million extension with an opt-out after the 2030 season. It is the largest contract any pitcher with 4+ years of service time, passing Jacob deGrom, who signed a 5-year deal, $137 million deal with the Mets. Now, Crochet, I sat down with him just the other day on Friday, the day after his start. And that was the day after the perceived self-imposed deadline he had for negotiations. But if you listen to this, you might get a hint that things might not be far off when it comes to an agreement.
It was fairly down to the wire, so I really wasn't sure, to be honest. It was kind of just like, you know, waiting to hear. There, like I said, there was communication, you know, the entire time.
Was it midnight?
Yeah, yeah.
Was
pretty
it?
Much.
Really?
Pretty much. Wow. So it was kind of just like, just playing it by ear, to be honest.
All right. Well, there you go. You know, it gave the implication that he wasn't going to be negotiating any further. But we knew. I think everybody knows. Like you set these deadlines. The deadlines are fluid. Deadlines are flexible. And the biggest takeaway from there was, you know, finish line, close, midnight, all of that, all of the above. So Garrett Crochet gets the deal done, of course. That's a big deal because if you make that sort of trade with just two years of control, you want to get that trade, especially when you trade four guys who you feel like are going to be major leaguers. Braden Montgomery, Kyle Teal, Chase Mydroth, Wigelman Gonzalez, all going to the White Sox. And certainly a couple of those guys, very, very highly touted guys in baseball, Montgomery and Teal. All right. We have all the news of the day. We have all this stuff going on. It's always good to take a breath and just talk about something that is going to inspire, that is going to enlighten, that's going to engage, that is going to entertain. And that's exactly what we get when our conversation with Melanie Newman of Massim, one of the best broadcasters in the business, and we sat down with her to talk about her inspirational journey to the big league booth and advice she would give to some of those looking to follow in her footsteps. Listen, as we said, we strive to inform, enlighten, inspire, entertain, and that's exactly what Melanie does in this conversation. I always love talking broadcasting talk. So here you go. I hope this it brightens your day a little bit. I think it will. I think baseball isn't boring, always usually does. Here you go. Here's Melanie. There's no human being I'd rather be talking to on the planet right now than Melanie Newman. Why are you laughing, Jemiah Webster? Why are you laughing?
He's laughing because I'm laughing.
That's everybody. That's his line.
That's not, he's the favorite. We know this.
No. I'll steal that one day.
Yeah, no, it's copyrighted.
Do it every post-game interview.
It's TM. It's TM. TM. Melanie, how are you?
We're doing great. Hot. Good.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's like I was doing a podcast with Lucas Giolito the other day, and the phone started overheating when we were filming it.
I believe it.
And I'm like, we're gonna thank it. We're gonna be like, oh man, I really miss those days when the phone were overheating, right? So anyway, happy opening day here at Camden Yards.
Yeah.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
I want you, if you could, please. I remember the first time Jason Mastrodonato wrote a story about you, right? Correct?
Yep.
In Salem?
Salem, Virginia. Not Salem. Mass.
Not Mass, no. About your budding broadcasting career. If you can, before I get into sort of like, I love talking about broadcasting and where it's going and everything, but please tell your story. Tell your story about how you fall in love with baseball, and I know you've told this a bunch of times, but please tell us again how you fell in love with baseball, why you wanted to become a broadcaster, and why you dove headfirst into actually being a broadcaster.
I think it's different than a lot of stories you hear, because so many talk about growing up listening to broadcasters and how that resonated with them and they wanted to follow it. And I really honestly do think it's because there wasn't another female, but it just never entered my brain space that this was something that I could do, at least in this capacity. And then as for baseball itself, it was also just kind of a fluke. I didn't know until I was so much older that my dad quit following with the 94 strike. So growing up in the South, football was a really big part, obviously, of the culture and the climate. But I kind of led myself to baseball. And I was this hard-headed girl because I lived in Atlanta in the peak of the 90s Braves, but I was diehard for the Red Sox. And this would be the year to break the curse. And all of my family from New England were consequentially following the Braves because they just weren't buying into it, and they were right. But it was such a part of it. And because of the Braves, everybody played baseball. And so I was 10 minutes from East Cobb. It's a year-round complex. It's one of the biggest. And I got to see so many faces before they became names. And luckily for me, my dad never discouraged that. Like, even with, you know, his feelings towards it, he was just happy that I wanted to know the game. I never played softball. I do not have an athletic bone in my body. But I loved the intricacies. And I love that it was with you every day. It breathes with you. It lives with you. It dies with you. And so that followed me into high school. I got to travel with the team, and that's where I learned how to keep a book. And by the time I got into college, I had been writing for years. And the university had two separate departments for writing and broadcasting, and I literally had an advisor who just said, I think we need to try broadcasting. And I'm deeply introverted, which no one believes me to this day. I still am introverted.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I do not believe you, but I will take your word for it.
So it was kind of the step forward in faith, just because, like, they're professionals. They've been here. They obviously know something. And they got me involved in play calling our Division I volleyball program. I got involved in our baseball and softball, and was just in an environment that allowed me to be a part of things.
I'm not scared.
That went on from, you know, graduating and tiptoeing around independent ball, trying to figure out what that was all about, and quit middle of the season and ended up in Mobile, Alabama, where Andy Green was the skipper and Archie Bradley was this budding ace of the rotation trying to figure things out. And I spent 3 years there, and I got really lucky that a dear friend of mine, Justin Baker, wanted me to be on air, and so he brought me into the booth with him and faced a lot of flack for doing that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And he didn't care. You know, he wanted me to learn. I had Bob Rathbun, the same thing. He was like, baseball is your sport. I know you want to be marketable and do everything, but baseball is where you need to be. And the two of them just nurtured that so much for me, despite of everything else. And it really wasn't until my next stop in Frisco, Texas, where the headlines start to come out. You know, women are in the space, women are doing this. And it was that first moment of kind of taking my head out of the sand and going, oh, there aren't many of us. Just because we never talked about it.
Right.
You know, that, oh, you're the only one. It's just, you don't talk about it. And I think that was kind of nice in itself, to just, to my knowledge, exist a normal life. I just happen to be a female. So from Frisco to Salem, and that was another, everything is just always these spur of the moment situations. It was 2 weeks into spring training. I found out I wasn't being brought back to Texas, and the guy in Salem had just accepted that job and then decided to leave for a different one. And I immediately called and I said, look, I go to spring training. I'll give you coverage for free. I'll do whatever you want to do. If I can come work here. And Alan Lawrence is a fantastic GM. Never once brought gender into the picture. He had my back the whole time. And that was really the first step forward where I felt like I belonged. I felt like I could do this for a long time. The pieces really actually started
to come together. Well, that's a big thing about it, is that, you know, confidence. Like you said, you know, it's one thing to do it. It's another thing to really believe
exactly
that you can do it. I mean, I just talked to a pitcher, Justin Slayton of the Red Sox, who was a Rule 5 guy last year. And he said, I had an imposter syndrome. Like, I'll ask, I mean, you were a major league pitcher. He's doing really, really well. You're doing really, really well coming up.
Yeah.
But there must have been that moment where you said, I can do this. I have my dream, and I'm good enough. You know, it's like the old saying, I'm good enough.
Well, and that's, I wasn't even like, okay, I'm good enough to go to the big leagues. But I was like, I'm good enough to be here in Salem and enjoying it. And now I understand and appreciate why some minor league broadcasters are lifers for their team. And then it was just this serendipitous timing that as soon as I was happy where my feet were and I was like, this is where I can be, is when, after 13 interviews in my career, one finally stuck with Baltimore. But yeah.
What? So we all have, well, not all of us, but I had a moment in my junior high school where a teacher complimented me on my writing, right? And all of a sudden, this kid who couldn't latch on to anything, oh, someone complimented me. Maybe I can do this. And you had already named a couple names that are important. But was there something someone said along the way that sort of stuck with you, that sort of was that aha moment?
You know, I still think I struggle finding that, because...
Well, let's
me that, right? Okay? You are great.
Thank you. This industry is so tumultuous, and I know you know that. So there's a lot of moments of, like, I don't know. And you do need that core that is going to stick by you and push you and keep reminding you to keep going. And they're also going to be honest. You know, it's not going to be sunshine and rainbows all the time, and I think that's fair. So, like, two of my best friends are Danny Wexelman and Jessica Kleinschmidt, and they're New York and Oakland. But we talk, like, every 5 minutes of the day. And so having them in the same field so they get it has been a really big help to me. My dad was always really good about that as well and just reinforcing that. But I think at the end of the day, you have to do it for yourself. Like, anytime, I will say this, after the spring breakout game this year, having Susan Waldman text me, and we talk, but for her to say, you're crushing it, this is such a great game, like, just bury me right there. Because for her to say that, her words have more weight than probably anybody else's. And I remember my debut here, and she played some stuff in front of Aaron Boone, and the same thing, he's like, she's good. Like, I really like her. And he didn't know, you know, that I knew her. He had no obligation to say that. But having those kind of moments just mean a lot. And likewise, having players that I was in the minors with come up and, you know, tell me that they watch my work and how proud they are. And I don't do this to put me in the spotlight. I do it to put them in the spotlight. So it goes that extra distance when they kind of have that kinship.
I do want to talk about the evolution of broadcasting, because I like talking about it. But before that, and I think that it's so, tell me if you got to go.
Right? I have 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
We can't always pick this up too.
Yeah. So, but for, I have met more and more and more young women who are trying to aspire to be you, to aspire to be Susan Waldman, trying to be aspired. What advice would you give them? And I know that this, the advice that you would give broadcasters, which is another thing,
yeah,
but also the advice that you would give a young woman coming up in this industry.
I think it's so tricky with this new generation, because it just looks like you show up and you're pretty and that's it. And it's gritty and it's hard, and it is working for free sometimes. I mean, like, my car has 300,000 miles on it for a reason, because it was a lot of chances and just saying yes and kind of jumping in blindly. But you've got to be willing to do the grunt work and understand that you have to work on stuff every single day. And honestly, especially as a woman, because I can say the same thing and get questioned or have people, you know, well, why would she say something like that? And I've literally been in the room with a man say word for word what I said. It's like, that's a great point. And you can't live with that. You just have to take it and go, okay, but I still made a great point at the end of the day, and find a way to build off of that. You have got to look past how pretty social media makes everything look, and be willing to put in the time. We don't get to just wake up and be here.
Last thing, evolution of broadcasting. You can be as quick as you want. I know you got to get going, but how has it changed even in the last few years?
It's so fast now. Man, yeah. Baseball was, and you know this, that storytelling, like, the perfect boat for it.
Yeah.
And now it's like you're doing elevator pitches to get these stories out, because the clock has sped up the game so much, and we didn't notice it, I think, initially, but we do now. So being concise and really, really picking spots to tell those stories, because they're still so important to the game, I think that's the biggest change in it. And everybody has access everywhere now, and, you know, the players have the ability to also have a voice a little more than they ever have in the past. But it's still our job to try to cover all the plays and all the stuff that's off the field as well.
Well, you're awesome. Thank you.
All right, great stuff from Melanie. Really appreciate her sitting down with us. That's at Camden Yards. You can hear the music in the background. Nothing like some good ballpark music in the background of an interview, just to bring you to the scene, make you feel like you're there. You're welcome. All right. As we said, we were talking about Rafael Devers. And with Devers, there's chaos, controversy, conundrums, all of the above. It's one of the best hitters in baseball, and he has struck out 15 times in 19 at-bats without getting a hit. It is absolutely worthy of a conversation. This isn't like, oh, it's only 5 games. 15 strikeouts and 19 at-bats for one of the best hitters in baseball. So that's exactly why I took to the airwaves and tried to get to the bottom of what's happening. Kind of a complicated situation, not just a lot of swinging and missing. There's a lot of background. There's a lot of storylines. There's a lot of guessing. All of it. Well, that's once again, that's why we get to the meat and potatoes of the entire Rafael Devers situation, the Chris and Arcan show. I hope everybody is enjoying Baseball Isn't Boring. Rate, review, subscribe. Remember, at BB isn't boring, at BB isn't boring. Here you go. Here's some Devers talk.
For more on Devers in the offense and for more on what this first week of the season means, if anything, is our own Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring, and the Bradfo Show joining us here on the Christian Arcan Show. Bradfo, how you doing, buddy?
Yay, baseball. Yay, baseball. Bradfo Show is, by the way...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No longer in existence, but thanks for caring.
Well, it'll always... First of all, you can't kill a legend, okay? You can't. You can maybe take it off the air, but you can't say it doesn't exist. The Bradfo Show will always exist.
Yeah, you can get T-shirts somewhere on Amazon. So as long as that's the case, I'm gonna sell some of them to that Super 70s guy. So it's it's gonna be great.
You can sell them to Jordan Hudson. Jordan Hudson will wear them because she wears the shirts of the things that don't exist anymore, right? The 28-3 shirt.
Don't think for a second that I haven't tried to simulate the Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick thing on the beach in Fort Myers. I mean, that's what spring training's all about. Unfortunately, I couldn't quite get Ian Brown off the ground.
I was going to say, would you have Gordo up there or Sammy? Which guy from playtesting is up in the air?
By the way, you mentioned Justin Slade. There's, a lot of times my instincts are keen. Like, mm-hmm. I have plenty of examples, including, by the way, texting Tyler O'Neill at 5:55 a.m. on the day, opening day, when I said, you're going to hit a home run today. And sure enough, that's six in a row in terms of opening day home runs. So I'll take full credit for that. But I had a bad turn today where I interviewed Justin Slayton extensively.
Ooh.
Because I thought he was really, really, really good.
Mm.
I thought it was an interesting story, a year away from being the wide-eyed Rule 5 guy. And then as it unfolded today, I'm like, oh, that's one interview I won't reuse. So, oh, well.
Have you been interviewing Rafael Devers every day for the last for the last 2 weeks?
Well, it's funny you said that. So, you know, I've been there for every Rafael Devers interview this season, going back to February 17th. The no, 240, no, yes. Interview.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was exactly what he said. But and then you had the one in the clubhouse, I think about midway through. It was a little more tempered. I talked to him in the last week, kind of a short interview, but he said he was ready to go. Timing was a little off, but he's ready to go. And then obviously after he has the bad start in Texas, I think it's after the second game, we all gather around him. It's the awkward thing of like, did we talk to him? Yeah, we got to talk to him. So we talked to him. And then again today, because you can't really go to him every day, right? You can't ask every day. But today I felt like it was important. You know, I think we all felt like it was important because, you know, Alex Cora says, well, if this is in the middle of the year, we aren't paying that attention to it. All due respect to Alex, we are. I mean, this is historic what we're seeing right now. And when we're talking about anything historic, we're going to go up and ask. And I'll give Devers credit. You know, in both cases on this road trip, he hasn't shied away. He hasn't given us, you know, evil faces. He's answered the question and said thank you afterwards. So I guess that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I would say so. How much of this with Devers is mental? How much is physical? What would you give it percentage-wise?
50-50. I mean, I think it's mental. I don't think the DH thing by now, that's part of the deal. The only thing with the DH maybe was just the routine in between the bats. Maybe that screwed him up a little bit. But I don't think this was like, oh, I can't believe I have to go to the plate. I can't believe I'm in the lineup card, you know, as a DH. I think that is what it is, and he's known that for a while. I think mentally it's just, what am I going to get? Am I going to get blown away on a fastball, or are they going to, like, throw in an off-speed pitch where I'm going to lunge at? He's just totally guessing. He's all out of sorts. So mentally, that's the 50%. Physically, you know, you have to wonder about the shoulder thing. You just do. You have to wonder about, you know, his conditioning, his timing, all the stuff that, you know, we didn't get a chance to sort of navigate in spring training because he got 14 or 15 spring training at-bats. And I don't care what they say about backfield stuff. It was so bizarre to me, Christian, that you had this run of Grapefruit League games, finally. Mm. And I think you had five games, never back-to-back games. And meanwhile, you know, you have the opportunity to get in games, but instead you choose to either use the traject machine or you hit in the backfield. It was bizarre. And I think that's a big part of what's going on right now, just the mere fact that you didn't get the 40 to 50 at-bats that most guys get in spring training.
Yeah. Mentally, I think you're leaving out one part, and that's the Bregman of it all. I mean, you could tell he was rattled by that. He made it pretty clear in that interview in February you were just talking about. And is that maybe still lingering here? Not just that I'm the DH now, but, hey, they signed this guy. Hey, this guy just took my position. Hey, what's going on here? Like that. Is that right? Like, I mean, seeing him yesterday with Varitek consoling him in the dugout like that, it seemed more than just what pitch is coming, right? That seemed more emotional, more sort of mental than just, I'm guessing wrong on the pitches here.
Well, yeah, it wasn't guessing wrong. No, that wasn't being consoled for guessing wrong the pitches. That was being consoled for, you just made history for the worst start. And I mean, I'm not even like being like smart. I mean, that was fact. He's making history. These are historic things when you do what he's done in terms of striking out and going 0 first. So I think that's what that was. If that was July and he was playing third base, I think he would have that similar reaction. And I say it again, like, I do think that the whole DH thing, first of all, you know, I wish people could see, you know, Bregman was around Devers probably more than I saw him around any player. That isn't really the issue. I think that he has gotten past that. I think that he understands that this is what it is. I think he's understood this for a little bit. Anybody with two eyeballs can see they're a better team with Bregman playing third. So I think what you're seeing is a guy who, once again, no matter if you're a DH, third baseman, whatever it is being put in the history books because he's 0-for with all these strikeouts. I mean, I think that's what we're looking at right now. And I would be shocked, Christian, if he, even behind the scenes, said, you know what, I wouldn't be 0-for, I wouldn't have all these strikeouts if I was playing third base. I think that excuse is come and gone for him. It just isn't even the equation.
Okay, we're talking with Rob Bradford here, WEEI, Odyssey, and of course, baseball isn't boring. Let's talk about the rest of the infield, because outside of Christian Campbell, this lineup's not really doing anything. They're not striking out as often as Rafael Devers, but I don't believe this is the start we were all expecting, certainly not the one I was. What's going on with some of the Cassis, Bregman, Story? It doesn't seem like anyone is really seeing the ball all that well so far.
Yeah, I mean, there's a simple answer. They didn't get their shipment of torpedo bats, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, everybody knows this. It was a surprise to me. You know, this is why reading spring training is so difficult, because, you know, obviously, like, you know, I single-handedly brought AM radio back with all the spring training broadcasts. So I saw a lot of pitches. I saw a lot of spring training. And what I saw was Tristan Cassis for the last couple of weeks being really good. Bregman having a great spring training, pulling the ball all over the place. I saw these guys, even Story. Like, and then you get there and like they're different guys. And that's how we have to remind yourself. That's how it is a lot of times. We're seeing it to an extreme right now. But I think that it will level off, that these guys will be good. But you're right. I mean, they're 1-4. For really because of one primary reason, the importance of having your best players be at their best. That is what they're not getting. They're better defensively. You know, other than the Slayton thing, their bullpen has been good. The starting pitching has been pretty decent overall. You know, this is the one thing, but it shows you this is why you pay all that money for these guys, because that's why it's so important in the game of baseball. You have to have these sort of guys produce, and if you don't, you end up at 1-4.
Yeah, you certainly do. And going into a couple more games here against Baltimore, I feel like Baltimore, Rob, is a team that everyone kind of wrote off. You know, they lost Burns, they lost some guys, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, Red Sox will just blow right by them this year. They look pretty good, and they still have a lot of really young, good players. Do you think that they're going to be in the way here this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that all these teams could be potentially in the way, but, you know, with Baltimore, the why everyone wants to criticize them, including me, is you have this window of opportunity with all these good young players, and you don't make the Corbin Burns move again. Instead, you let them go, and then you fill it in with Charlie Morton and Sagano and some of these other guys, and you don't get the ace. You don't get the guy that everyone thought, okay, you know, that's the guy. They don't get that guy. But still, they still have a very good team. If you get enough pitching, you'll be okay. And I do think they're a smart organization, right? I mean, are they the Rays? I don't know. The same thing we do with the Rays, right? How could they possibly be good? I think the Orioles are a smart organization in that respect, that they're going to get the most out of these guys. Like, they ran a bunch of pitchers out there where you're like, they're not on anybody's fantasy team, you know, maybe other than Batista at the end. But They know what they're doing. I mean, Matt Bowman, a guy who went to Princeton, who has been bouncing around baseball for the last couple of years, about five different teams, came in and got some of the biggest outs in today's game. But I think that's what the Rays do, and I think that's what the Orioles do as well.
All right, before we let you go here, Rob, let's end on a positive note. You mentioned good young players in Baltimore, good young player here in Christian Campbell, and another one, second-year player in Willy Abreu, the only two guys who are hitting in the entire lineup. What has most impressed you so far about Campbell and Abreu? I mean, this is a guy who didn't have a spring. He was puking all spring, and he comes out on fire.
Well, again, I'll start with Abreu. This goes back to the spring training thing, right? We didn't even know if he was going to be on the opening day roster. Yeah. He's having twins. He's throwing up. He's whatever. And, you know, it's the big two. And so the next thing you know, he comes out of the gate and boom, there it is. And he's a good player. I mean, that's what we can't forget. We want to put Roman Anthony in the outfield, and rightfully so. He's going to be a good player. But Will Abreu is a very good player as well, offensively, defensively. And Christian Campbell, the thing I'm most impressed by him is that he's able to function without a roommate in his hotel rooms, which I love the kid. Like, it is, Christian, like, you've seen a lot of players come through here. It's so cool like, he's a good player, number one. And I think he's a better player than even I anticipated, because he wasn't good at the beginning of spring training. And I hadn't seen a bunch of them. But you watch him like, okay, that's what they were seeing in him. That's why they want to invest him for a long time. But he also is just, like, so refreshing. The whole thing about, I didn't know I didn't have a home roommate, the hotel. I didn't know we had a team plane. I didn't know all this. I love that. Like, that's a great thing. And he means it, because all he's worried about is playing baseball, showing up, and being a good teammate. And that's not hyperbole. That's a reality. So it's been pretty cool being around him. But, you know, when he's carrying your team, that's probably not what you anticipated or were looking for.
Probably not. That is the voice of Rob Bradford. Baseball is important. WEEI Odyssey. Rob, I'll see you at Fenway. Thanks so much tonight.
All right. You're going to be there?
I'll be at Fenway. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be pre and post game.
Can I tell everybody? Can I call in? I'm going to call in Thursday night. I'm going to call you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be at the L.L. Bean store celebrating the great game of baseball. So I'm going to call in from there.
L.L. Bean in Dedham?
No, it's down in the Seaport.
Down in the Seaport, okay. Seaport. All right, very good. Cool, yeah, come on, call. Go ahead, call right in.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, that is Rob Bradford, the great Bradfo, joining me here on the Christian Arcan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.